I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
We're talking today about headaches. In the first half of the show, we talked about what different types of headaches. So not all headaches are the same, and not all headaches are caused by the same thing. And as always, we want to get to the cause of your problem, not just treat the symptoms. So if we just treat the symptoms, if we just treat the headache with medication, that might work, but you may lead to something we just talked about called a rebound headache. You take medication, and medications don't work anymore. And that's a big issue. So the headache, the medication might work now, but chances are it's not going to work in the future. You may have to change medications or no medication is going to work. So we talked about that in the first half of the show. If you go to our website, drjoe.com, this show is on the website, drjoe.com, and you could listen to the whole show. Now we're going to talk about remedies to get rid of headaches. And so this is just going to be rapid fire, one after another, after another, after another. But these are things that you can do, that you should do every day. Not just for headaches, but for general health. Because the things we're going to talk about now are things you should be doing every day anyway. So medications are targeted to relieve the symptoms, and they're sometimes effective, but there's also these natural treatments that exist. So one, drink more water. That's an easy one, and it's free. Inadequate hydration can lead to development of headaches. Studies have demonstrated that chronic dehydration is a common cause of tension headaches, and migraine headaches. Again, migraine headaches, you have the blur, you have the visual issues, wavy lines, flashes of light, auras. That's one way we can diagnose a migraine headache. The tension headache is just kind of whole head seems tight. Now, that could be because you're tense. Could be physical stress, could be mental stress, could be emotional stress, chemical stress. And so we've addressed that in other shows. But the one thing that's easy to do is just drink more water. So drinking water has been shown to relieve headache symptoms in most dehydrated individuals within about 30 minutes to 3 hours. So if you're blazing hot, you're dehydrated, probably not a good idea to chug a lot of water. And that's one of the big issues that I've found when people are in serious situations, desperate situations, starving or thirsty. You can't just feed them a ton of food or water. It could actually kill them. So severe dehydration, of course, what I'd recommend is get into a bathtub and then sip water, of course, to get your body temperature where it needs to be. Dehydration can impair concentration and cause irritability, making your symptoms seem worse. So the phrase has come up about recently, hangry, right? You're hungry and you're angry. Well, certainly, how can we make thirsty and angry together? Thangry? Okay, thangry is a word. Okay, Sierra has coined a word today, thangry. So thirst can make you angry as well. So to avoid dehydration headaches, focus on drinking enough water throughout the day, eating water-rich foods. Watermelon's great. I love watermelon, and it's rich in fluids. Now, if you're eating raw foods, fruits and vegetables, you're going to get a lot of water through that as well, but that's okay. You need to get a lot of water in the system. So if you have a headache, you drink water, headache goes away, guess what? It's a dehydration headache. Magnesium is something that most of us are deficient in. I've covered this in other shows. Most of us are deficient in magnesium, omega-3 fatty acids. We've talked about that before. And so, and then of course, supergreens, an essential source, solve a lot of these problems. The nutrients that you're very deficient in, we put it into supergreens, the essential source. The omega-3s I take in addition to the supergreens, the essential source, just to make sure my brain is working the best it can. It's an anti-inflammatory, it helps with disease process. We have a vegan omega-3. It comes from algae oil, which is the purest form in the world. So I take that as an omega-3. But magnesium, if you're eating a good plant-based diet, chances are you're not going to be magnesium deficient. But it's important for blood sugar control, nerve transmission. Again, as a chiropractor, I want to make sure your nervous system is working. So magnesium is also it's safe and effective for many headache patients. Evidence shows that magnesium deficiency is more common in people who get frequent migraines compared to those who don't. So we've done studies on people that are chronic migraine sufferers, and many times they are magnesium deficient. Studies have shown a treatment of about 600 milligrams of oral magnesium can help reduce the frequency and the severity of headaches. However, taking magnesium supplements can cause digestive problems like diarrhea. That's what we make milk of magnesia out of. So don't be taking these mega doses of magnesium. It could be bad for you. When it comes to supplements, we almost always have to hit what we call the Goldilocks zone. The Goldilocks zone, it's not too big, not too small. It's right where you want to be. It's like exercise. You want to get in your Goldilocks zone. Don't overdo it. Don't underdo it. Sleep, the Goldilocks zone. It's a phrase that's been kind of tossed around lately. So with supplements, you want to get into the Goldilocks zone. And that's why the minimum supplements I think you should take every day are Super Greens and Essential Source. I can't imagine not taking Super Greens and Essential Source at least once a day. Other things you can do if you're a headache sufferer or if you want to just be healthy, limit alcohol. Alcohol is one of my seven deadly sins. If you're new to the show, if you're old to the show, say it with me. Ready? Alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener. Those are what I call the seven deadly sins, alcohol being one of them. So if you're having an alcoholic drink, it may not cause a headache in most people, but studies show that alcohol can trigger migraines in about one-third of those who experience frequent headaches. And any type of headache, not just a migraine headache, it can trigger. Alcohol has been shown to cause tension and cluster headaches in a lot of people. So it may not be your friend. It's a vasodilator, which means it opens up the blood vessels and allows blood to flow more freely. But the problem is alcohol, when it flows through the body, it can affect the cerebellum. The cerebellum is the back part of your brain, and it's very vascularized. It has a lot of blood vessels in it. So when you put the alcohol into the body, it can get into the cerebellum, and that's why you get dizzy, because your cerebellum is one of the parts of the brain that controls balance. This is why you fall over when you drink. So it also dehydrates you, not only the alcohol itself, but it makes you pee. And so you're peeing, so you can dehydrate, which can then also lead to headaches too, especially those morning after headaches, those hangover headaches. So if vasodilation could cause headaches in some people, it's a common side effect of blood pressure medications. Some people take blood pressure medications and get headaches. It's a diuretic. It causes you to flush out fluid and electrolytes. So alcohol is not going to be your best bet. Here's my rule on alcohol. If you're going to drink, and you shouldn't, but if you do, don't. But if you still do, don't. But if you still do, water. One drink, three glasses of water. Because you got to rehydrate yourself. I always joke around. You ever notice you drink one beer, you pee out three? Where those other two beers come from? Your body is flushing out its own vital fluids and dehydrating you. You've got to rehydrate. So whether you get headaches or not, if you drink, the general rule is that I have every one drink, three glasses of water, so that you rehydrate yourself and don't cause a lot of brain damage either. Other things you can do if you're a headache sufferer or if you just want to be healthy, make sure you're getting enough sleep. Sleep deprivation can be detrimental to your health in a lot of ways and may even cause headaches. For example, one study compared headache frequency and severity in those who got less than 6 hours of sleep per night to those who slept longer. They found that those who slept less had more frequent severe headaches. Sleep's a big issue. If you have trouble sleeping, what do? We go to our website, drjoe.com, and type in sleep. And we have articles and we have shows we've done, and you can learn how to get a better night's sleep. Pain is one of the main reasons people don't sleep well. So if you have neck pain, back pain, headaches, what's the most effective, least expensive treatment for pain? Chiropractic care. So you might want to come see us and get that checked, because it's really a no-brainer in my mind. I don't know why there are people lined up in our parking lot, but why every day our office, there isn't lines around the building, people waiting to get in. Still a mystery to me. I don't understand why people aren't getting it. So most do, some don't. Too much sleep can also trigger headaches. So getting the right amount. What was that word we used? Remember? The Goldilocks zone. You got to be right in the middle there. Got to get that sweet spot. So we're talking today about things that you can do if you suffer from headaches. And again, chiropractic care, I can't imagine that not being your first treatment of choice, because it's so effective and so inexpensive, but some people rather go more expensive, more dangerous ways. I don't know why. And again, not everybody can be helped with any treatment, but in most cases, we get amazing results. Other things that you can do if you're a headache sufferer. Histamine. Histamine is a chemical found naturally in foods, and it plays a role in immunity, digestion, and nervous system. It's also found in certain foods. So histamine, you have a histamine reaction, can cause a swelling. But aged cheeses, fermented foods, beer, wine, smoked fish, and cured meats. If you suffer from headaches, I want you to stop now all your aged cheeses, fermented foods, beer, wine, smoked fish, and cured meats. Stop it, because it can many times trigger headaches. Studies suggest consuming histamine may cause migraines in those that are sensitive to it. So once again, we talked earlier. Go to our website, drjoe.com, go into patient forms, print up what we call the diet diary. and just start writing down everything you eat. It's your form. I'm never going to see it. Don't lie. Well, I had artificial sweetener today. I had diet soda today. I had aged cheeses today. I had deli meats today. And let's see what happens. Because aspartame is another biggie when it comes to headaches. Aspartame, which is a sweetener, it's an artificial sweetener, used a lot in sodas. It's in over 77,000 different products. Aspartame is made up of three components: aspartic acid, phenylalanine, and methyl esters. Aspartic acid, the number one side effect of aspartame is headaches. So when patients come in and I look at their diet diary that they wrote up for me and I see they're doing diet sodas, or sometimes they'll just put soda, and I'll say, diet soda? And they'll say yes. So you got to cut it out. So again, you may have that withdrawal headache. Same thing we talked about with coffee in the first part of the show. Get a glass of diet soda, whatever you drink, in front of you and take one tablespoon every hour. That'll give you just enough of the caffeine or whatever it is in the soda that's causing the headaches, and we're going to start weaning you off it. So one tablespoon an hour is really all you need. But aspartame, it's one of those hidden things. Well, Dr. Joe, I don't drink diet sodas. And I've had patients come in, they're chewing gum. And I say, let me see that gum. You will be hard-pressed to find any gum out there that doesn't have aspartame in it right now. Okay, I think one of them is a cinnamon gum, and it's made with sugar. And gum used to be only made with sugar. Now they're all made with artificial sweeteners, almost all. So something as simple as that, if you have mints, if you're doing yogurt, sometimes diet yogurt, most diet foods will have aspartame in it. By the way, it doesn't work. Diet sodas, the more diet soda you drink, the higher your weight gain will be in most cases, not lower. So you got to start looking at your diet. And aspartame is going to be one of those little sneaky things that sneaks in everywhere, and that could be causing your headaches. Stop it. Forever. It's poison. Stop doing it. Because aspartic acid is the chemical component in the aspartame that can cause the headaches. It also has phenylalanine, which can affect your kidneys, and methyl esters. And methyl esters is methanol. Methanol is wood alcohol. Now, if I was to give you a glass of wood alcohol and say, drink this, and you drank it, I can get in big trouble, like attempted murder. But in aspartame, it's small doses. It's not going to kill you immediately, but methanol is a highly toxic poison, and you shouldn't be putting it in your body, so stop doing it. It really is just that simple. So cut out those artificial sweeteners, and you might be amazed how quickly those headaches go away. It's not rock. And you know what? If it didn't work, it didn't work. So what? You did it. You tried it. It didn't work. It will work, though. In most cases, it will. Other things that you can do to help with headaches: essential oils. Highly concentrated liquids come from a lot of plants. If you're going to use essential oils, make sure they're pure. I prefer organic because there's a lot of scammers out there. Essential oils, synthetic oils, mixed with maybe some essential oils. Just be careful. Peppermint and lavender oils are especially helpful if you have a headache. Apply a little peppermint essential oil to the temples on the side of your head, and that's been shown to help reduce some headaches. It's going to work on everybody? Absolutely not. But again, I'm just giving you a ton of different things that you can try doing. B-complex can help. B vitamins, of course, you've heard me talk about them. They're necessary to make neurotransmitters, the synthesis of neurotransmitters. On the website, drjoe.com, we have Dr. Joe's B-complex. Take it. The nice part about it is if you're getting too much B vitamins, you pee it out. That's all it is. But you don't know how much you need because different people have different requirements. So take a Dr. Joe's B-complex. Not a bad idea. It helps with the neurotransmitters. B-complex contain all eight of the B vitamins, and they're safe, cost-effective, and it's a great natural way to try to treat your headaches. Because many times people are deficient in B vitamins because they have such a bad diet. You can put ice on it. I have an ice pack in my freezer because when I do stupid things. But ice is wonderful. Cold compress on the back of the head and the neck can decrease inflammation. It slows down nerve conduction, constricts the blood vessels, and many times that can help with the headache. So it's something as simple as that. There's another supplement you might want to try called coenzyme Q10. CoQ10 is produced in the liver, and it's necessary because CoQ10 gets into your cells and causes the mitochondria of the cell to generate energy. And if you're taking statin drugs, the same enzyme that produces cholesterol produces CoQ10. So if you're taking statin drugs that lowers the production of cholesterol, it's going to also lower your production of CoQ10 or coenzyme Q10. And so a lot of people that are taking statin drugs have reported to me they have headaches. And again, we can give them the best chiropractic care in the world, and I believe my doctors are some of the best in the world, if not the best in the world, but you got to help us from a nutrition standpoint. We can't do this on our own. That's why every patient that comes in our offices, we want to do a nutrition workup on. because we want to get the best results we can for you. That's what you want too. The most effective, least expensive, fastest way to get better. Sounds like a plan to me. Get the nervous system working. Get the digestive system working. Get on a good diet. And again, the minimum supplements you should be taking, no matter what, Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. They're two powders. They taste great. They're on the website, drjoe.com. If you want to pick up supplements, go to the website, see everything we have. If you come to our offices, there's no charge for shipping. And I'm more than happy to not pay the post office and pass the savings on to you. So if you want to pick them up, you're more than welcome to. We have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. There's something we do with our patients, and it's called an elimination diet. Now, my elimination diet is pretty simple. Cut out all the bad foods. Now, with an elimination diet, you cut out all the bad foods, and then you slowly introduce one at a time to see which one is causing the problem. Now, if you're cutting out all the bad foods, you should cut them out anyway. So if you cut out the alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener, and you get amazing results, I don't care which one it was. You shouldn't be eating the other six anyway. So cut them all out and see if it works. Alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener. And the things you always want to cut out are the aged cheese, the alcohol, the chocolate, the citrus fruits, the coffee. These are the things that many times trigger the headaches. One study done, a 12-week elimination diet decreased the number of migraine headaches people experienced. There's no reason not to do it. Now, there is one reason. You're going to have to give up some of the things that you like. And many times, the things you love hurt you the most. And so you might be somebody who say, oh my gosh, I love cheese. How many people say that? Dr. Joe, I can give up my milk. I can give up my meat. I can't give up my cheese. Cheese has a chemical in it called casomorphine. Caso meaning dairy, or casein. And casomorphines, when they get into the brain, act like morphine. This is why it's so hard to quit your cheese, because you're getting high from eating your cheese. You're getting stoned off it. And so if trying to give it up can be a little challenging, but you need to do it. And once you come off it and your brain resets itself or reboots itself, you're able to stay away from the cheese. It has been well over 3 decades since I've had any animal products whatsoever. So far, so good. You know, I haven't died of protein deficiency. I haven't died of food deficiency. And my brain is working just fine. So you're okay there. So the elimination diet works really well. I say just cut out the alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener. And let's see how we do with that. Okay. Chiropractic care, again, I have to throw that in there in case you're tuning in. Chiropractic, by far the most effective, least expensive treatment for back pains and headaches. It's silly not to do it. I don't know why you wouldn't do it. In our offices, we work with most insurance companies. We do the billing for you. We accept Medicare. So we're working real tight. We have a doctor coming in very soon, actually, hopefully within the next week or two, to start doing stem cells and pain management. We can do injections into the spine. And stem cells are great because they actually regenerate the spine. And in some cases, we're going to have to give you an injection to bring down the inflammation in the spine so the stem cells work better. So we have a protocol we're going to have with that. And it's not just the spine. Any joint in the body, we can put stem cells in. And stem cells have been shown to help regenerate the body, which is kind of cool. So chiropractic care, of course, works great. Acupuncture sometimes works. I find that chiropractic care works wonderfully with acupuncture. Of the two, personally, I've got way better results with chiropractic than with acupuncture. So learning to relax is going to be important. Yoga is nice. I love yoga. I have a yoga mat in my living room. And you can go onto YouTube now and bring up beginner's yoga. You want to do standing yoga, sitting yoga, I don't know, dog yoga, whatever kind of yoga you want. And you can do a little 10-minute session, 20-minute session. Yoga is a nice exercise to do. And I enjoy yoga, actually. It's one of the exercises I really like doing. Other things that can cause headaches. That's what we're talking about today. Things that can cause headaches. Certain strong smells like perfumes. I hate perfumes. Oh, my gosh. Right? You're in a car with somebody. I remember I haven't taken the rideshare rides too often, but every now and then I'll get in a car and they've got all these air fresheners in there. I'm like, oh, what are you trying to kill yourself and everybody else? You get in an elevator, like I said, with perfume. I hate when somebody shakes my hand and they have cologne on their hands, or if somebody hugs me and they touch my face against theirs and I can't get the perfume off. Oh, it's just annoying. One of the few benefits of self-isolation, which you have to hug and touch people because they stunk sometimes. But tell us how you feel. Cleaning products can do it as well. So certain strong odors can come from cleaning products. That can be an issue as well. One study involved 400 people who experienced either migraine or tension headaches and found that strong odors like perfumes often triggers the headaches. I don't think we need to do a study on that. We know that already, okay? Because if you have that problem, you've probably learned that by yourself. So I am begging and pleading with you, please, people, stop wearing perfume, stop wearing cologne, stop wearing scented deodorants and hairsprays. And no one likes it. It can be adversely affecting your health. I know we've done shows on this already. Many times there's chemicals in these components called phthalates, which are endocrine disruptors. And so they can affect your hormones as well as trigger things like headaches. So just stop wearing them. If you want to wear something you like that smells nice, use essential oils. Okay, that works really well. And you can try that if you'd like to. You can do deodorants with rubbing alcohol and witch hazel and a little essential oil in there and spray that on. That works really well also. So that could be a natural deodorant, so you don't have to worry about using chemical deodorants. And many deodorants are not deodorants, they're antiperspirants. Antiperspirant means it has aluminum in it, and what aluminum does, it clogs up your pores so you stop sweating. But aluminum is a heavy metal, and if it gets absorbed into the body and it gets into the brain or the breast tissue, it can cause some real serious damage. So don't use antiperspirants either. But if you're going to use a deodorant, try to use an unscented one. Or if you make your own, that's fine too. One thing you can consider is some herbal remedies. Now, you may not have heard of these things, but there are certain herbal remedies that might work. One is called feverfew. Now, feverfew, it's a flowering plant and it has anti-inflammatory properties. And many times when you have headaches, it's due to inflammation. And of course, inflammatory diet needs to be addressed as well. Some studies suggest that feverfew supplements may reduce headache frequency. There's another one called butterbur. Somebody asked me about this a while ago. Butter, B-U-T-T-E-R-B-U-R. It comes from Germany. It's like feverfew. It's an anti-inflammatory, but butterbur may not be as safe. So if you're going to do one or the other, I'd recommend feverfew. But again, we talk about inflammation. Inflammation is in every disease known to man. So if you have heart disease, diabetes, cancer, headaches, chances are there's an inflammatory component, which is why I always talk about the seven deadly sins of nutrition, because those are the inflammatory foods: alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener. So even if we're doing anti-inflammatory herbs, even if we're doing, like we talked about, we're going to talk about ginger in just a second, if we do turmeric, even medications that are anti-inflammatory, if you keep doing the things that cause the inflammation, you're just going back and forth. Always, in our practices, and I want you to consider this too, always get to the cause of the problem and don't just treat the symptoms. Nitrates and nitrites, these are things that can cause headaches as well. They're found in hot dogs, sausages, bacon, a lot of cured meats. We talked about that, cold cuts. Nitrates may trigger headaches because they expand the blood vessels pretty quickly. In order to minimize your exposure to nitrates, limit your amount of processed meats and cheeses. We talked about that earlier. So what does it keep coming back to? It keeps coming back to food, especially processed foods. Now, you can always have a pinched nerve, and from a chiropractic standpoint, of course, that's the way you fix that. That's pretty easy. But think about this. The more processed food you eat, the more likely you are to have a lot of problems, not just headaches, but cancer, heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes. All of these are associated with bad diet. Ginger is something, I like ginger personally, and ginger has a lot of benefits. It's antioxidant as well as anti-inflammatory. They did one study of 100 people with chronic migraines. They found that 250 milligrams of ginger powder was as effective as conventional headache medication. So what I do every morning, especially in the winter I do, in the summer I don't do it as much, ginger tea. So what I do is I buy organic ginger root. I peel it the best I can. You don't have to peel it perfect, but peel it the best you can. It's a little tricky because it's a weird shape. And then I put it in a food processor, and I covered about one third with organic lemon juice, and I puree the heck out of it because ginger can be stringy, so I got to really grind up the strings in there. And then I put it in an ice cube tray and I freeze it. So in my freezer right now, and always, I have these ice cubes of ginger. It's great if you want to cook with it. It's great if you want to make it as a tea. So it's easy and it doesn't go bad, because so many times you buy things like ginger that you don't use a lot, sits in the refrigerator, it dries up, and then you throw it away. If you grind it up and freeze it, problem solved. So that's a real simple little trick you can do. Now, you can do sushi ginger as well, but if you do sushi ginger, make sure it's beige. Ginger is not pink. Now, I know most sushi restaurants don't do that anymore, but if you see pink sushi ginger, it's been dyed. It's probably not something you want to do, because dyes can cause headaches as well. And of course, chiropractic care. I mean, I got to keep going back to that, because that's the most effective, least expensive treatment for back pain, including headaches. So if you have neck pain, back pain, headaches, radiating pain, muscle weakness, start with chiropractic care. I know we covered this earlier in the show, but start with chiropractic care. And if it's something we can't fix in our offices, we'll gladly refer you to an orthopedist, a neurologist, a neurosurgeon, a physical therapist, massage therapist, acupuncturist. So there's other things you can do, but when it comes to pain issues, chiropractic should be your portal of entry. Now, want to change that. When it comes to health issues, it's chiropractic should be your portal of entry. So if you'd like to make an appointment to come see us, again, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. We would love to be your doctors. Go to the website, drjoe.com, drjoe.com. You can book it right online. You can call us if you want to for more details. We accept most insurances, car accidents, sports injuries. I've never seen a car accident. If the car was damaged, the occupants, I've never seen it where they weren't damaged. So stop suffering needlessly. The biggest complaint I get is, why didn't I do this sooner? And then, of course, as a prophylactic measure, Dr. Joe's Super Greens, Dr. Joe's Essential Source, that's the minimum supplements you should get every day. On the website is well over 1,000 hours of podcasts. Hey, folks, if I don't say it enough, thank you so much for tuning in. Tell your friends about the show. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to For the Health Fit. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on a WSB Radio app.